So this happens all the time. You see it lying around my house a lot of times from the boys. You have tzitzit strings lying on the floor. What do you do with the tzitzit string? Are you allowed to throw it out or not allowed to throw it out? No one knows what to do with these tzitzit strings. And I assure you at the end of this chabura, you won't know what to do either. Okay. So if you look at the background over here is, Shulchan Aruch seemingly tells you what to do. Chutei tzitzis, that's our case, strings of tzitzis, shenifsiku, that fall off, yachol lezarkin la'ashpa. Great, you could throw it out into the garbage. That's right, I didn't think so, but Shulchan Aruch says, why? Mineshi mitzvah, she'en begufa kedusha. It's a kedusha mitzvah, it's a tashmishi mitzvah. It's a mitzvah item, which is now done with the mitzvah. It's different than a sefer or something else, which is tashmishi kedusha. It's a mafurisha gemara and megillah, you can throw it out. Okay, skipping a few words which is not relevant to us. Says the Rama, V'yeshomrim, some say, Ta'af la'achar shnivsuku, ein winog ben minog bizoyon, wizarkom b'makom megune. Some say, you shouldn't throw it out into a place which is a makom megune. What's a makom megune? A disgusting place. Garbage is a disgusting place? Depends what you ate for supper, I don't know. But a makom megune, okay. But you don't need to bury it. Fine. Says the Rama, opinion number three. To put him into Geniza, to bury them. If you're machmir, and you're very careful with mitzvahs like this, tavo alav bracha. You'll get a bracha. So now what do? You have three opinions. Opinion number one says, throw it straight into the garbage with all your dirty chicken. Opinion number two says, you can't throw it into the garbage with the dirty chicken, but you could throw it into garbage if it's clean or separate in the garbage or put it out to the garbage man. I don't know. And opinion number three says, you gotta bury it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if according to the opinions that you're not supposed to throw them out, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalomer biyadayim. You're not able to take it and throw it into the garbage. Achimitok shalo ganzon, if from the fact that you didn't bury them, nizriku memela, it will get thrown all over the place, memela, automatically, without you doing anything. Come to my house to see what I mean. Kids throw things all over the place. It makes sense. Right? Kids and anyone who has kids understands exactly what nizrik memela means. Ein lachashuze. You don't have to worry about that. So it sounds like, even according to the strict opinions that you're supposed to really take care of these ripped off pieces, if they somehow fall by the wayside by themselves, you don't need to do anything about them. Says the final point, what does it mean to bury it? Kosev of Maharil, and this will be important for later on in a moment, the Maharil writes, D'yaniach hatzitzis besoch hasefer l'simin. You should put him in a sefer for a simin, what everyone knows, or do some other mitzvah. Okay, so it sounds like your tzitzis rip off, you want to be a good frum Jew, what should you do with it? So if you put him into Seamus, excellent. If you don't want to put him into Seamus, you just put him into a sefer, right? Help with bookmarks. So you were very careful to say use it as a bookmark. Says the Maruk Tzia, you have to actually use it as a bookmark. Many people, says the Maruk Tzia, and I saw other Achronim jump on this bandwagon, they think they're very frum. They take their ripped off tzitzis, they make a whole pile of them, and they stick them in their svarim shrunk. Are they actually doing anything? No, they haven't opened up those svarim in 25 years. They're chasen shas. Who learns their chasen shas? So they're sitting in their chasen shas for 25 years doing absolutely nothing. It ain't any bookmark for anything. The guy doesn't even know. You know,
a pile of ripped tzitzis.
A pile of ripped tzitzis. You know what that is, says the Maruk Tzia? A degradation to the Gemara. Because you're basically taking the Gemara and treating it like under the ground as a Geniza. It's not, you're supposed to be learning that Gemara. It's not supposed to be a Geniza. If you're really taking, like you said, as a bookmark. Cool, come on, but I don't know about you, those tzitzis strings are pretty bad bookmarks. It's really annoying. You want to, huh? Flimsy. I mean, I don't know what types of books people have. You want a nice, thick, you know, laminated bookmark that you got for your bar mitzvah. You don't want these little tzitzis strings that are in your stuff. You just put them in there, says the Maruk Tzia, you're going against the halacha. So what should you do? So if you look at the Sefer Ginzei HaKodesh, which is Rabbi Feinhandler, who's the authority on all of these issues of Geniza and Kedusha, how to get rid of stuff, he writes, Afal pi she'asur la'asu shimush megune, even though you're not supposed to do something disgusting with the use of disgusting use with these ripped off tzitzis, mikomakom mutter wizarkum bimakom hefker. Explain to me what this means. You're allowed to throw these tzitzis shards in a makom hefker. What does that mean? On the street? Go outside and dump from a sidewalk. So you shouldn't throw it into the garbage with your dirty chicken, but you should go outside, take all your tzitzis, throw them to the birds or throw them to the wind, which is a pretty big kula. And then he says, "V'yesh medaktikim somar machmir," like we said, like that opinion number three, to give it into bury it. The Ginzei HaKodesh says, based upon this kula that I just said, that you could throw them into the wind and throw them into the car and throw them on the floor. If you're walking outside and you see a tzitzis, you know, we see like old Heligal women picking up, bending down and picking up these tzitzis, right? No need to do that, because what are you supposed to do with those tzitzis? Either bury them or throw them back into the wind. So you see all these, hey, we get out there, you know, yidden and picking up the tzitzis on the floor and like taking care of it. But unless you're going to bury it, probably the second best place they should be are on the floor like that, not in the garbage. So is there any heter, what you've all been waiting for, the last 2 minutes here, any heter to take them and throw them with the chicken in the garbage? Or put them in the garbage? Is there any heter?
Wrap them up first,
but we didn't. So I was hoping I could find someone say that. So far, Mishnah Berurah was really liked the chumras. He really wanted to bury it, or he said, don't throw it to Makom Meguna. Comes along the Birchas Avram on Megillah. It's usually not halacha safer, and it's very lamdisha safer of Ewinger, who was a Rosh Shiva in Kol Torah. And in his lamdisha safer, he comes out with a very big kula. He says, I don't get it. The Gemara says you're allowed to throw it out. Shulchan Aruch, following that Gemara, says you're allowed to throw it out. All of a sudden, the Ramah says you got to bury it. Like, hello, didn't the Ramah know the Gemara? Like, it's one thing if you have like a different source or like some Gemara says you got to throw it out, and the Ramah says, no, don't throw it out. What's pshat? He says the Ramah was wild. He says the Ramah doesn't actually mean you have to bury it. In fact, that goes back to that Maril. Ramah is just quoting the Maril. What did the Maril say? It's better to use it as a bookmark for your safer, so that it will have another use. Great. If you can do that, kol hakavod. But if you can't do that, you're not going to do that, what should you do with it? Throw it out into the garbage. Because the Gemara says that you're allowed to throw it out. So all the Ramah means about gonzum, you would have thought it meant to bury it. It's not what he means. And the proof of that is because he's only basing that off of the Maharil. And the Maharil said, he didn't say anything about burying it. He said, use it in your safer. If you could use it in your safer, kol hakavod. If not, not. So now I was a little bit conflicted because I got about a minute left, and I got to come up with a psak halacha. I don't know. I always thought you could just throw it out. So maybe you could rewind this Birchas Avram and, you know, try to put it, you know, you could, Birchas Avram seems to say you could throw it out if you're not going to use it as a bookmark, but it's not really halacha safer. So what do? You ask AI, you know, when you don't know what to do. So I Googled it, the old AI. Yeah? What is it? You get two great marmakomos on this. You get the OU Torah, OU website, says like this, practical halacha. Cites the Yalkut Yosef, Sephardis Yosefer, but it's bringing it for Pesach, for Ashkenazim as well. And he writes, Yitzhak Rabbi Yalkut Yosef was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael for another few months, explains that one may place them in a bag next to the garbage for the garbage men to collect. This is permitted since the tzitzis were not thrown directly into the garbage. So he's relying upon that diak in the Mishnah Berurah. You're not actually throwing it via dayan. You also could find Rabbi Daniel Neustadt, who's one of the poskim in Lakewood, who paskins, although a minority opinion, he calls it a minority opinion, that Ramah, which I thought was pretty machmir, but I thought that was standard, he says, now it's a minority opinion holds that these items should receive standard geniza and bury them, and the Ramah praises one who does so. The basic halacha, and here's the kicker, the prevalent custom, if you're a posek of Lakewood, you could say that, the prevalent custom, follow the opinion that it is permitted to discard these items in a dignified manner. It is forbidden, therefore, to throw these items directly into the garbage. Rather, they should first be wrapped up or placed in a bag and then put into the recycle bin or together with the clean, yeah, is that in quotation? Clean trash. I know, we don't have so much clean trash in my house. Yeah, alternatively, they may be burned. So the upshot is definitely best if you're really from You want to bury it, kol hakavod. I've never seen anyone take those tzitzit strings and really bury them. You have a shameless bin in your yeshiva you want to throw it into, fine. Most of the places, most of the places you have to pay for that. A lot of places. I don't know if you have your machoy, you have to pay for it. Second best thing is to use it in your sefer, if you could really do that, but most people don't do that. Third best thing is wrap it up into plastic bag, put it by the recycling, or put it in a semi-clean garbage that you have, not when you pull in the chicken liquid in your chicken. Huh? Right. Yeah, that would probably be a better option. Third option is to throw it, I guess, in a makom hefker. But it has to be, I guess, a clean makom hefker. So maybe to throw it outside. I don't know. I'm not sure if our outside is so clean. Put it in a mailbox. Yeah, exactly. It could be stolen. And then the fourth option would be, I guess, to wrap it and put it in a garbage in a clean manner. What you should not do is, I guess, throw it in with the dirty chicken oil into your garbage. That's the only thing you should try to refrain. Although, if you do that, you have the shulchan aruch to rely upon. Shkoyach.